Benishchai daily for Yom Chamishi, LeParshas Vayeshev, for Thursday of Parshas Vayeshev. This is a little off the beaten path. It's from a Mishnah in Avos. The Benishchai has a pirush on Avos called Chaste Avos from Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Tes. Of course, this week's Parsha says that Yaakov Avinu Vayeshev Yaakov. And of course, the Mefarshim bring Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Bishalva. Yaakov requested, he tried, he yearned to dwell in tranquility. Of course, also the difficulties of Yesuv HaTzadik, and perhaps along the lines of the difficulties Yesuv HaTzadik had, we can say a pshat from the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai addresses a mission. The mission says, Rabbi Yanai says, Ein biyadeinu, it is not in our hands, Loi Mishalvas HaRishayim, neither the tranquility of the wicked, Va'af Loi Miyasur HaSdikim, nor the difficulties of the righteous. Says the Ben Ishchai, it's very, very difficult to understand this. Of course, many other commentaries say that this is more of a question of why do bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people. But the Ben Ishchai has a different approach. He bases it on a Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches, Avoid Dezar Daf Samech Yomad Aleph, that Rava had an acquaintance named Bar Sheshach. Bar Sheshach was a goy, and he was a very, very important fellow. But he was not an Oyved Avoid Dezar, but he was certainly a goy. And Rava brought him a gift on behalf of the Jewish people on the day of a holiday, but the Gemara over there discusses why it was not a problem for him to do this. Fine. And then when he gets to Bar Sheshach, this guy, he finds him taking a bath in rose water, and in front of him were standing very, very inappropriate women dressed inappropriately or unjust inappropriately. And Bar Sheshach says to Rava, do you have such a thing in the world to come? Meaning in the Moshe Mashiach, in the Mashiach times, do you have such a thing? And Rava said back to him, what we have is actually greater. What we have doesn't have the fear of a king, and what you have has the fear of a king. Now, what in the world was Rava saying? Of course, many of the Mefarshim over there in that Gemara have a big problem. What is Rava saying? What we have is greater. What you have is disgusting, horrible. And of course, B'vias HaMashiach, and the reward of the Olam HaBa is much greater than anything that you can compare. Says the Ben Ishchai, he quotes from Yavienus and Ibishitz in the Sefer Yeres, Dvash Chelik Beis, Drush Beis. That over there, Yavienus and Ibishitz explains this Gemara totally differently. He explains that Bar Sheshach was saying that right now, I am fighting against my Yetzahara. And I have this rose bath. I have all these inappropriate women, right in front of me, and I am fighting against my Yetzahara. And what I can do now to fight against my Yetzahara is so powerful because I'm getting so much reward from fighting against my Yetzahara. And he asked Rava, when you Yidden are waiting for the Yamayis HaMashiach, when you're going to the next world, your Yetzahara is going to be all gone, and Taiva is going to be all gone. So what reward do you get at that point? The greatest reward, certainly for these philosophers, the greatest reward they can get is by distancing themselves from evil, from being a parush, from distancing themselves from Taivas, Nashim, and Taivas, all these things. So it says the Bar Sheshach to Rava, why are you waiting for your Moshe Mashiach? You've got nothing there. As it explains to me in the Sanhedrin, that Rava's response was that you have Emsa de Malchusa right now. You have the fear of kings upon you. When a person has a fear of a king upon him, he's afraid to go all the way with his taifa, because just in case, he might get in trouble. He might be punished. So therefore, he has limitations. But Yemaisa Mashiach is actually a multiple-step process. And the first step of the process of Yemaisa Mashiach is that there's no more Malchus that is going to boss around the Jewish people. When that happens, we're still going to have a Yetzahara. And in fact, the Yetzahara is going to be so intense at that time, because we don't have a kingdom, a government forcing us to stay away from certain things. And because of that, it's such a danger. Of course, Ben Ishchai says over there, the danger of good times, so to speak, in political climate, when the Jewish people don't have to be afraid, how dangerous it is. And even the says this even in the 1700s. So therefore, says Rava, that in the times of Mashiach, actually, we're going to have much greater reward. Because once Mashiach comes, first, there's going to be a removal of the kingdoms which force the Jews to do, even to restrain ourselves, and we're still going to be restraining ourselves from that time. So that's what the Ben Ishchai quotes from the Maisa of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Hei. Explains the Ben Ishchai this Mishnah as well. Rabbi Yanai was saying, "Ein biyadeinu lo mishalvas hashayim." We do not have in our hands, meaning we do not have the capability of the, so to speak, tranquility of the wicked. Meaning the wicked have the ability to do all the worst, horrible, most terrible things. And if a person stays away from that, he's a parish from that, he gets a tremendous amount of reward. And when Mashiach comes, he'll have an even a greater reward, because it's going to be so much harder to stay away from this inappropriate act. And therefore, says Rabbi Yana, we don't have that reward right now, the ability to stay away from that which is Shalva Sarishayim. And we also don't have, says Rabbi Yana, the Afloim Yisrus Deacon, we also don't have the difficulties of the Tzaddik, like the Gemara says in Masechet Brachos, that the difficulty of a Tzaddik, the difficulties that he gets are the ones that don't have any bittul Torah, and that don't cause him to do any Aveira, and it's only being done for a kapar for his generation, and that would bring a person great reward. That's Yisurin Shel Ava. But we don't have that type of Yisurin. We're not worthy of this type of Yisurin. So that is perhaps something we connect to this week's parasha, that the difficulties of Yosef staying away from Eishes Paitifar, that to be able to stay away from that level of Taivas, that is part of our avodah, and the more we can stay away from, the happier we'll be, the more excited we'll be, the more positive our life will be. And b'vias Mashiach, we're going to have the, as Hashem, the ability to stay away from it as well, and the final test of staying away from those Taivas. And also the other part of what Yaakov was trying to avoid, that he was trying to avoid Yisurim, but the Yisurim of a Tzaddik is Yisurim that doesn't have Bittul Torah, the Yisurim that doesn't have any cause to do Averis, rather it's Yisurim Shel Ava, and it brings the Kapara of our generation. B'ez Hashem, we should be Zoicha to protect ourselves, to not have Yisurin that ever caused Bittul Torah, and should not have Yisurin at all. Everyone should have Bracha V'Hatzlacha.